Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We'll get this thing started with Manolo.
What's going on?
Hey, ¿cómo está, Frankie? ¿Cómo está la cosa?
Estamos bien, gracias a Dios, estamos bien. Estamos tranquilos.
Bien. Well, we're happy to know that you have recovered from the COVID, and thank you very much for letting the team share with us this information. You know, sometimes players don't like to talk about it. How long you were affected by the COVID? Could you talk a little bit about this experience and how strong you're feeling right now?
I was quarantined at my house in one of the rooms. I was there for like 14 days, something like that. And I feel like the worst part was just like being in my own house and not be able to hold my daughter and my son. But we're good now, and feel good. You know, I'm trying to get my body back in shape, you know, for COVID, and just trying to get ready to go.
What are some of the things you're able to do right now there in camp, and how long you think you will need to get back, you know, pick up with the other guys?
Well, before I had COVID, I was even throwing live BP, so it's not gonna take me that long to get back in pitching shape.
Matt?
Hi, Frankie, it's good to see you. The rest of your family, was everybody all right there? And when you were sort of at home, were you, you know, just making sure that you kind of kept a distance from people just to be safe?
Yeah, well, my wife ended up having it, but my kids didn't even get it. Like, my son was sleeping on the same bed as my wife, and she was breastfeeding my daughter, and they were fine. But my wife didn't have any symptoms. I was the one that had symptoms, so I was trying to stay away from them.
And are you feeling, how are you feeling now? Are you feeling like you're kind of close to full strength, or getting back there?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Every day I feel better, you know. Trying to just, I still, like, feel something on my chest, like, still on my chest. But, like, besides that, I'm fine. I'm doing my running and everything, and I feel good.
Shayna?
Hey, Frankie. If you don't mind sharing, what kind of symptoms were you feeling? And you don't have to share if it's too long.
I just had, like, body aches and, like, a light headache. That's it. And it's just, like, at night I was getting, like, really congested. But I didn't lose my sense of taste or smell. I was fine enough, yeah. Didn't get fever at all.
Do you know exactly when you got it, or so you're feeling symptoms, and was it your wife that got it first, or did you get it first?
No, I don't know when I got it, but I think I was the one to get it first. But yeah, I don't know when I got it, like who gave it to me.
Martin?
Hey, Frankie, glad to see you're doing better. I know you were really working hard in the offseason. It looked like, you know, you mentioned throwing live bullpens and all that. What are kind of just your expectations heading into this year now that it's a full season again, and, you know, you part of a really good rotation here. What is your expectation just for the season?
Just go out there, man, and try to compete, and just trying to do my job and have fun, you know, enjoy the game. I feel like last year I wasn't having fun as much as I used to do, but this year my goal is just try to attack the hitters and go out there every outing, just try to give 100% and try to enjoy the game and have fun, you know, and try to help my team as much as I can.
Vince?
Good morning, Frankie. Kind of a clean look there. A little different. Appreciate that. Looking back on the neck and the shoulder issues that you had last season, what did you learn about that, how to deal with it, and really, in retrospect, how much did it really affect you to pitch like you wanted to?
Honestly, I don't think that really affects me. I feel like last year I was like, for me, it was just like more mentally than anything. You know, like I say, I wasn't having fun out there, you know. Like, my mental game was, like, not like how I expected, you know, like that was like Frankie's game last year.
Yeah.
But this year, this is something that I'm trying to improve from last year. Just trying to go out there, keep the same mentality, no matter guys on base, guys not on base, you know, just go out there and throw quality pitches.
One thing that really elevated your game in the first half of 2019 was your ability to use and control your splitter. It seemed like it was kind of there sometimes and not last year. Where are you with that pitch? How important is that pitch for you as you're working the spring?
Well, last year, part of that was like, I feel like I wasn't using it as much. Like I was like more focused on like throwing my two seam. You know, when I have a good splitter, you know, like, man, I have that splitter in my backpack, and why not use it more, you know? And I feel like on 19, that was one of the keys. Like, I was using all my pitches, you know. Last year, I was more like I don't know, like more fastball slider than anything. Kind of like forgot about the splitter when that's one of my best pitches.
And then finally, how much motivation do you get from – you made the playoff start, but you didn't really have the kind of game that you know you're capable of. That kind of helped drive you through your preparation during the offseason and getting ready for this year.
Yeah, if anything, I feel like that gets me more like kind of like hungry, you know, like I want it again, like I want the opportunity again. I want to be able to contribute to my team so we can go to the playoffs and I can show them that I can get the job done, you know. And we have a great rotation, so I feel like all of us have to step up our game, you know, because our rotation is one of the best right now, and I don't want to stay behind, you know. I want to be able to compete with all the guys, all five starters. I want to be on top of them, you know, with everything.
Shayna?
You said that you weren't having a lot of fun last year. What do you think was sort of the source of not being able to find yourself? Because I know you have a lot of fun on the mound.
Well, when you don't do good, that's not fun. When the game is not going how you want it, you know, that's not fun, you know. And I don't know, it's just a lot of stuff, you know, that I had to deal with. But that's underpass was last year, you know. So this is a new year, so we can move forward and show what we're capable of.
Simone?
Hi, Frankie. How excited are you to have all the returners back? And can you kind of just talk about the bond that you guys all have? It seems like you have a deep brotherhood.
Yeah, that's actually what I like about this team. Like, we're all like connected, you know. Even the new guys, when they get here, like free agency, they like we all like click as a family, you know, like you said, like we have that brotherhood bond, you know, and that's one of the things that, like, I feel like it helps us like to like win games, you know, and just go out there and look out for each other.
And then what was your reaction to getting back Fires and Yusmeiro Petit and everything that happened with the bullpen this offseason?
Well, I have really good relations with both of them. It's like Fires, like I have learned so much from him, and Petit also. So I was pretty happy to have him back.
Matt?
Before the playoffs start, you did have a couple of pretty good outings there toward the end of the season last year. Was there anything that you were able to maybe – take from that into the offseason and into the spring after kind of an inconsistent year before that?
Not really. I feel like those last outings that I had, that they were good. Like that was me, you know. I just went out there and just give 100%. Like, at the end of the day, like, you're having a good or bad day. Like you have to control whatever you can control, you know. But I always try to make sure I go out there and I give my everything, you know, just every pitch is done 100%.
Okay. Thank you, Frankie.
All right. Thank you, guys.